Live from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing.
All right, everybody. Final hour as we roll till 3 o'clock today on a very hot and what's going to be about the next 5 or 6 days, 100-degree temperature. So just be prepared. Matt Nelson, Wide Right Natty Light, will join us coming up at about 2:20. We'll dive into some Iowa State topics with Matt. Once again, that's coming up at 2:20.
Yes, sir, Jimmy B. So, yep.
What have you been working on? You've been doing a lot of paperwork there.
Well, always. I'm always doing things.
Okay.
You, on the other hand.
I'm observing.
Mm-hmm. So I came up with an idea.
Yes.
Have a little fun here on a Friday.
It's summertime. I like it.
We're screwing around.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
And we've been known to do that.
Gearing up, waiting for you to invite me to the golf course. I still haven't swung the club yet. Waiting for you to pick up the tab, more importantly. And... But I thought, you know, we need to do something to spice things up a little bit here.
Uh-huh.
I have an addiction. My addiction is not booze, though we joke about. I don't really drink a whole lot. I don't drink at home. I have a beer every once in a while anymore. That's about all I get. Not addicted to tobacco, though I used to be. I admit it.
So you kicked that?
I kicked that quite a while ago.
Okay.
Now. Yep. I chewed tobacco for a long time.
Ooh, that's bad for you.
It's bad stuff. Bad stuff, but probably 2010, got rid of that one.
Okay.
So that was good. In fact, I was on my way when I did it. I was on my way to Big Ten Media Days, and I was driving Marty's vehicle over there.
Okay.
And to stop, well, I needed something for, you know, the oral part of it. What do they call it? The fixation? Same thing with people that smoke cigarettes.
Same deal.
Well, I just started popping sunflower seeds.
Ah.
And by the time the vehicle got back to him, there were sunflower seeds
everywhere.
As you can imagine, I got hollered at.
I'm sure.
But my addiction anymore is none of those things. Drugs, no. No. I'm pretty lame.
Yeah.
Gambling.
I agree with that statement.
It's gambling.
Yeah.
And I like to think of things in gambling parlance a whole lot. So today.
Yes.
I came up with some numbers.
What are you going to do to me here now?
In terms of over-unders. And we've talked over-unders the last few weeks with Iowa and Iowa State, with some of the numbers that were released by the Vegas casinos that you can bet on if you're heading out to Vegas. And it's very simple. Do you think Iowa State's going to win more than this amount of games
mm-hmm.
or less?
That's
okay. An over-under.
Okay.
Same thing here. I got an NBA one for you.
Okay.
I got a baseball. I got a Hawkeye. I got a Cyclone, even got a UNI one in here
okay,
for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
So different over-unders. And if you got any over-unders you want to fire our way, Jimmy B Radio is where you can find Jim on Twitter
yep.
and at Trent Condon for myself over there.
All right, so I have to, one, take the dunce cap off.
Yes.
And put on a real thinking cap.
I really want you to think about
this. Scary proposition.
It is. We all know that, but I want you to think about
this. I'm ready. All right, fire away.
First over-under. Tonight, the NBA Finals very well could be over.
Yes.
LeBron James, the rest of his career, could be 3 years, could be five, could be 15 with the way he's
yeah,
built.
Really?
Number of titles. Over under, the TC Casino puts it at.
Yes.
1.5. 1.5 titles the rest of his career. If you think he wins 0-1, you take the under.
Mm-hmm.
Two or more, you're going over.
He's 32 now.
He's 32 years old. Turns 33 in December,
yes.
I want to say.
Next season, yeah. Let's see here. He's got
talk through the thought process. Where are you thinking here?
I'm just trying to think in terms of Cleveland has the highest payroll in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
So they are participating in what they call the luxury tax.
Yep.
Okay.
Remember, LeBron can opt out.
Yes, he can.
He is not stuck in Cleveland for the rest of his career.
That is correct.
This is also not a question, is LeBron going to be the best player on a championship team? Maybe he's 39 years old. Remember what Bill Walton did finally when he was able to stay healthy in 86 with the Celtics.
And he was the sixth man of the year in the NBA that year, too.
Could LeBron do that at age 40? Would he want to stick around and do that?
He's unbelievable.
I mean, he just kind of plays a high post position like he did.
Yes.
Walton, I just love seeing him get the ball at the top of the key, turn, face the old UCLA cut offense.
Correct, yep.
Boy, he was fun to watch.
He was.
And that was the only time in my lifetime I really got to see him.
Right.
You didn't, and knew the limitations
right.
from
you
the
weren't
stories
old
you
enough
heard.
To yeah. see him score 44
right. yes, yeah.
in the championship yep. game in the NCAA.
You know, so that's what I think of. Could LeBron do that? Because, again, this isn't just him being the best player on a team.
I understand where you're going
the rest
here.
Of his career. Because I thought about when I was coming up with the number, just putting out a half.
Yes.
Will he get another championship? I think he will. I think he'll get at least one. And that's why I decided to bump it up to one and a half.
I am going to, with the free agents that are now available, I think if they signed Paul Pierce, they can't get Kawhi Leonard. He's still under contract to San Antonio.
They don't want Paul Pierce. He's old and retired.
Yeah, he's getting old. Not Paul Pierce.
You meant Chris Paul.
The Indiana Pacers. Paul George.
Oh, Paul George.
Yes, Paul George. Sorry.
I don't like that fit. I've never
you
liked
don't
that
really.
Fit. I really don't. I could be dead wrong here. I just never liked
Have
that fit.
Have you seen
fit.
Enough of Paul George
sure.
to see how he plays?
I've seen him play for 8 years now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't think with LeBron, I don't know how well that would work.
Well, if he's going to stay in Cleveland, he has possibly that option. Or they're all waiting in Utah to see what's going to happen there.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that with everything that you laid out, if he opted out, mm-hmm. player changes, I'm going to say over. At 1.5. I think he could probably win 2.
He's going to get 2.
So I'm going to take the over on your LeBron question.
All right.
Okay.
You like that one?
I do like that one because he is only 32.
Yep.
He is in unbelievable shape.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's nothing like him in the NBA.
Yeah.
And he is such a great player. Not just people only see the scoring. They don't see really what he does defensively or how he sets up his teammates.
Yes.
Anything. Look at the pass that he gave up to Kyle Korver in the corner.
It was the right basketball play.
It was the right basketball play. Korver's open. That's his bread and butter.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jordan gave it up to Steve Kerr.
He did.
Jordan gave it up to John Paxson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
those guys hit the shot.
And they hit the shots. Don't be telling me Jordan took every shot. No, he didn't, you dumbass.
No.
Go back and look at
the
tape.
He made the right basketball
play. He made the right basketball
play. That's what you want out of your player.
Yes.
That's what you want out of your elite
level player.
That is
right. That is right.
Jordan did that. LeBron did that.
Yes.
The difference? LeBron's
guy didn't
make the shot. LeBron's guy didn't make the shot.
That's right.
And bad news.
We're talking a different deal here.
For Pella.
Yeah, it's bad for Korver, who has stunk up the joint.
So Jimmy B's taking the over.
I'm going to take the over.
LeBron titles 1.5.
Yes.
All right, number 2.
Okay.
Let's go to baseball. We're watching the Cubs here this afternoon.
Still 2-2.
2-2 as they have played 2, and they move to the third inning of that one. Chicago Cubs, we still think, are both going to win the division, right?
I believe that they are, well, they're the best team.
Yeah.
We know that. The talent will eventually take over.
Yes.
Okay, so we expect Chicago to win the NL Central.
Kyle Schwarber, in fact, batting 9th today.
Yes.
Did you see that one batting? They had the pitcher as, we've seen Madden do that a lot.
He's done that before.
Does that quite a bit in the 8th spot, but still Schwarber now down after leading off the season for the first month and a half now in the 9 hole. On a National League team. But here's my question with the Cubs.
Okay.
And this was one I struggled coming up with. If you remember, before the year, the over-under for their win total was 95.5.
Yes.
And I heard from people on Twitter. I heard from people all over the place. Well, that's an easy over. 2 years ago, they won 99 games. Last year, they won 100-plus. And the world championship. And look at this team and look at this roster.
Mm-hmm.
Look at how easy it is. I said, be careful. I put my money where my mouth is, and
so
I can
you
show
went
you
under.
The ticket.
Okay.
You have to.
Okay.
Fading the public, Jim. You know, that's one of my favorite
yes.
things to do. When everyone's going one way,
Trent's
go
going
the other.
The other. That's
absolutely.
It.
But now we are going to readjust
okay.
the over-under. Total wins by the Cubs, let's put it at 88.5. Do they
Boy.
Win 89 games or more, or do they win 88 or less?
They're 30-29 headed into today's
yes,
game.
Yes, 30-29. You are correct. You going to be scratching out a little bit of math
yeah,
over
you
there?
Yeah, you got to let my brain work here for a minute,
no,
okay?
No, I got you. I got you. Absolutely. So to...
They got 103 games remaining in the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And they have only won 30. And you're asking, what was the number, 88.5?
88.5. I'll tell you what they would have to do to hit the over.
Okay.
And I was going to wait, but since you do the math.
I'm doing the math right now.
Because I figured, now this is my thought process.
Okay.
I figure, all right, Jimmy B's probably going to take the over here. He's going to jump on that one, thinking, oh, they're at least a 90-win team. Just to get to that number, though, just to get to 89 wins
yes.
and hit the over, they'd have to go 59-44.
I was just looking at this.
The rest of the way.
They haven't shown that
no.
that they can do that yet.
15 games over 500
right.
for that kind of stretch.
Yeah.
Playing good baseball, and this team just has not been consistent enough about it. So are you going to take the under?
I'm going to take the under.
I think I would, too. I think and,
if
and,
you adjusted it, I mean, we don't have to because
right.
the number in Vegas, we know what that was.
Yes.
But your new number,
mm-hmm.
if we did it today,
yes.
is 88.5.
88.5.
I'm taking under.
Going with the under.
I know. I had to write down.
You
got to
do the scratch.
I had
yeah.
to.
You
got to
scratch it out and figure it out.
You looked at me and I was already.
I knew
I was
where
already,
you were going.
I was already calculating.
I knew where you were going
okay.
with that one.
Yep.
All right. Friday fun here. We continue on. From the Wolf Construction Roofing Studios, up next we go tier locally.
Okay.
And we're going to start with the Primetime League. I got a couple of things for you. We're going to be having
Billy Wampler playing?
No. That's in the Capital City League, and he is not even there this year.
Oh, damn it.
This is the Primetime League over in North Liberty and Waterloo.
Dale Jones?
You and I. He's in North Dakota, as long as they don't disband the program like happened to Jake Adams of the baseball team.
Yeah. Go
he's
ahead.
In good shape up there.
Yep.
First, you and I, Panther selected. I put the over-under at 4.5. So will there be a you and I player drafted in the first four picks, or will it be after that?
After that? So they can pick from Iowa, UNI.
And then there's a couple of veteran guys.
Veteran guys that...
But those guys generally
it's those two guys,
yeah.
or those two schools.
Yeah, and we'll just keep it that way. If somebody goes before we'll kick
okay.
them.
Okay.
Because we don't know exactly who's on all the rosters at this point and things like that. We're talking strictly you and I and Iowa players. Will there be a Panther in the top four of the draft, or will it be five or after when we see the first you and I guy off
so
the board?
So I'm just trying to run through that roster right now.
I'll help you out here. I can bring it up here.
No, I know who they are. I'm rolling through in my head here.
All right.
I'm just trying to think if... somebody would sneak in from UNI.
Well, I'll tell you who I believe will be the first UNI guy selected. And it'll be Bennett Cook. I think it'll be Bennett Cook.
Big guys are hard to get.
Hard to get, but that is also different. That's normally in the PTL. Now, as I just said it out loud,
I'm not buying
that's
it.
Normally the case.
I'm not buying it, though.
But with the depth of the front court at Iowa,
yes.
with the depth that you and I has with Bennett Cook and with Clint Carlson,
yes.
there's a couple more
See,
guys.
See, I was thinking Clint Carlson when
it's
you said that.
Different. Maybe you look guard, and maybe it's Wyatt Lowhouse then that goes first out
but
of the Panthers.
See, he's been hurt, so we really...
He's back, though. He's been back for a while. In fact...
Have you heard reports on him?
He's in good shape.
Is he? Okay.
From what I've heard, he's in good shape.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He may be... If you and I was contending for an at-large bid, he could have played at the end of the year. I think he could have played at the end of the regular season. So they decided just to keep him out, to keep that red shirt available for him.
Mm-hmm.
But other guys you're not going to see. Here it is. Where are you going, Jimmy B?
I just ran through my first three picks.
Yep.
All three are Iowa guys.
Yep.
So you're making number four.
Mm-hmm. Making you think, Jimmy B.
Man, you are. This is crushing me here.
That's right. See the smoke coming out of your ears. You all right over there?
Yeah. Man, oh, man. I might have to stand up, walk around for a little bit. Okay, so I've got the three Iowa guys who I believe, and not in any particular order, will go. I'm not going to go Cook.
Cook, Bohannon, and who's your third?
Bear.
Think so?
Yeah.
PTL, not the best spot maybe for his talent.
Still him.
You still love him.
Yeah. Still him.
So in the fourth spot, does a Panther
See, I'm,
go
I'm
or
debating
a
if I go Williams.
Christian Williams?
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
If I go Kreener?
Yeah. I like Kreener.
If I...
Isaiah Moss?
I go Isaiah Moss.
Ahmad Wagner. Macy Daly. Or do you go Bennett Cook, Clint Carlson, or Wyatt Lohaus?
Or Wyatt Lohaus. And it's 4.5?
4.5.
I'm going to say no. I bet the first four guys taken will be Iowa guys.
All Hawkeyes. All right, from that.
That was tough.
That's
Can you make them
about
a little easier, please?
All right, this one should be a bit easier.
Gosh.
We're going to stick with the Hawkeyes, but we're going to the football field.
Okay, killing me here.
Over-unders with Jimmy
My
B.
mom said there be no strenuous thought process.
Matt Vandenberg,
yeah,
if healthy,
yeah,
will be the top pass-catching wide receiver.
Yes.
Who's number two?
Oh, gosh.
Well, there was one guy that at least caught a pass, Ronald Nash. He's no longer
He's
around.
Gone.
He's going to complete his schooling, which is great to see.
Yeah.
Him and Mick Ellis. That news came out the other day from the University of Iowa.
Yeah, lose another wideout.
I'm not even going to ask you who the number two wide receiver. Tight ends are left out here.
Yeah, just wideouts.
Running back.
Wideouts.
We're talking wide receivers. Over-under catches for the second receiver after Vandenberg.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting the number
at
21.5. So you get the pick of the litter.
Yes.
It could be Nick Easley,
yeah,
the walk-on that we've heard good things from Newton.
Right.
Could be Brandon Smith, the freshman from Mississippi, Max Cooper, whoever it is.
Yes.
But the number two receiver in terms of catches.
You're putting it at 21.5.
21.5. Jimmy B, over or under?
I'm going under.
Oh, boy.
I think they're going to suck.
Oh, boy.
So, I really do. I'm scared to death. If you're a Hawkeye fan, I'm scared to death. And if Vandenberg goes down, you're hosed.
Or the freshmen are
good
ready
for them
to roll.
If they do, great for them.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the freaking Big Ten. You're not playing against some pimply-faced sophomore in high school.
We have seen freshmen come in and able to make an impact at Iowa.
I get you.
James Cleveland did it. Dominique Douglas. Now, yep, neither of those guys, unfortunately for Iowa, stuck around for 4 years. But as freshmen, they both had very productive years.
I'm going to say, if you put it at 21.5, I'm going under. You don't even know who the QB is.
No.
I mean, the ball could be coming out like a loaf of bread.
Well, I doubt that's going to happen.
Okay, I'm being facetious here. But you get my point.
I got you.
You don't know who's going to be pitching it. And for Iowa, aside from Vandenberg, I'd have no idea who's going to catch it.
Yeah, and that's what it is.
So
Jimmy
going,
B's going
I'm
under.
I'm going under. Your second wideout, 21.5, I'm going under.
Well, if that plays out that way, Hawkeye fans, you better hope that Noah Font's got about 40 catches.
Yeah, tight end.
T.J. Hawkinson's got 20. Akram Wadley catches 40 balls out of
the backfield.
Because if that's the case and your number two receiver has less than 21 catches,
I'm going under.
Whew. You are going to be in some trouble. We finish up in our over-unders here with some Friday fun as we go to Iowa State.
Okay.
Two numbers for you. Both dealing
with... This is tough enough as it is.
...with Joel Lanning.
Okay.
Joel Lanning tackles this year.
Oh, man.
I'm putting it at 65.5. 65.5 tackles for the middle linebacker for Iowa State. Over-under. That's more, does this stick? You know, that's what you're asking. Because if he's out there for the whole season, he's going to, at that spot,
he's going to have that.
Or are they going to find a young guy that supplants him? Whatever it is. That's more the question. But 65.5.
Okay.
And offensive snaps this year, not just a quarterback, any position on the offense. He could be lined up as a fullback, a tight end.
Oh, okay. So landing on offense as well.
Total snaps this year. I'm putting it at 30.5. Now, let's bump it up just a touch. Let's put it at 40.5. That'd be a little more.
You just jumped to 10.
It did. That's a little more than 3 a game. That's what I'm getting at. That's what I was looking at there.
All right. For the 65.5, assuming that he's healthy, and all the reports that you hear coming out of Ames is that he's playing terrific. He's adapted to the position extremely well. So I'm going to take the over 65.5.
65.5 tackles.
I'm going
Jimmy
to do
B's
that.
Buying. Okay.
Okay. Snaps. I know that they will still put in some plays for him at quarterback because he was so successful in doing that. We saw, remember when Texas opened up their season and we saw how they had the passing quarterback and then they brought in the freight train? And it worked for a while for Charlie Strong. I have a feeling that that's kind of what Matt Campbell and his staff is hoping that they can do with Lanning. I think that he, if he is on the field, if the defense is on the field a lot as the season is winding down, they will fear that they would burn him out running a bunch of snaps for him late in the season. My guess is that they would experiment with it early in the year, and if it's successful, they'll attempt to stay with it from time to time. But if you're saying 40.5, I'm going to go under.
Under on the snaps.
Yes.
I agree with you there. In fact, I could put that number even lower than that. I don't know if we see him more than a handful of snaps offensively. I think if he is really your middle linebacker,
yes,
and this isn't just a fun spring story, if he's your guy
if he's
out there
the dude, yes,
playing 70, 75, 80 snaps a game, you can't be monkeying around. Plus, it's a guy that hasn't played defense. He's going to be the guy calling defense. You need that guy completely bought in.
I agree.
On that side of the football. You can't be messing around with packages, trying to get in, because there just isn't enough time.
Right.
There isn't.
And look, he knows the offense. So for him, knowing a play or two, okay, fine. Yeah. I can see them doing that every once in a while.
Right.
But not through 40.5 snaps. I don't think that's going to happen.
Over-unders. Is that fun, Jim?
I was good.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Do I have to put the dunce hat back on?
No, you were all right.
Okay.
You did pretty well. I like
Wait
that
a minute.
You were thinking.
Make sure that you make a copy of that. I did pretty well. That's the first nice thing you've said to me in a year and a half.
Well, usually you're screwing around on your iPad.
I'm
you're
doing
looking
that.
Up YouPorn over there. Go doing God knows what.
I don't even know what... Does that mean YouPorn? Does that mean I'm on it? It's YouPorn? Is that what... No. Or is this a site that you go to?
It's a site I've heard about.
See, I hadn't heard that site, so okay.
Speaking of that...
Yes.
I got a site
what?
For you coming
okay.
up on the other side. It's
okay.
a porn site.
Oh, jeez.
It's a porn site.
I can't wait.
And, they are making a connection to sports.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Not only that, but Matt Nelson. There's another smooth
Wait a
transition.
Minute. I bet he's real happy about this one right now.
We're talking Cyclones coming up next.
I always told you that sex is an athletic event. So are you telling me a porn site is capitalized on my idea?
Possibly. Possibly.
Oh, my God.
We'll talk about it coming up here. Jimmy B and TC. It's a Big Talker 1700.
1700 KBGG is the Big Talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3. Sports talk that rocks. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, it's Jimmy B.
And TC for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hey, Draft House 50 has 47 big screen TVs for great viewing of any game.
Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, tennis, you name it.
Hey, the Draft House 50 can get it, even cricket? Draft House 50 has a sensational menu featuring specialty burgers, steak, salads, and so much more.
And on Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 10 a.m., it's brunch, which includes a terrific Bloody Mary bar.
The Draft House 50, a place for sports, great food, and drinks.
Draft House 50, Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
This is Rob Doheny with Next Generation Realty. Welcome to the best real estate market since 2008. Why pay those overpriced 5, 6, or 7% commissions? Next Generation Realty offers a flat fee as low as $39.90, and you get top exposure on Zillow, Trulia, plus all the services of a licensed real estate broker. The results speak loudly. We've saved our home sellers over $35 million. Call Next Generation Realty first. 224-9900. Save thousands.
Tom's Auto Sales.
What sets us apart from all the other car dealerships in Des Moines is that we're the largest independent in Iowa. We sell more cars than any other independent in Iowa. And the reason we do is because we have cars from $5,000 to $20,000. At that price range, no one compares to us. If you're looking for a used car and you don't shop at Tom's Auto Sales, you are making a big mistake.
Tom's Auto Sales.
Hey, your new to you ride is here. At Tom's Auto Sales, you'll find great prices and the best selection of quality used vehicles around. And as Iowa's largest independent used car dealer, we can offer vehicles in the $5,000 to $6,000 range. 400 to 500 cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock. That's Tom's Auto Sales. Three locations just off 235 on East University Avenue and one location just south of 8035 on Merle Hay Road. Check us out at tomsautogroup.com. That's tomsautogroup.com.
Tom's Auto Sales.
Looking for more energy efficiency at home? The Home Depot's lighting the way with aisles of next-generation LED bulbs, lights, fixtures, and ceiling fans. Take the new Holly Spring ceiling fan with three LED bulbs that can last for more than 10 years. It's only $79.97. See? You're already saving. Switch to more energy-efficient LED lighting, fixtures, and ceiling fans only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Your Honor, I stand before you to prove that AT&T's two-year price guarantee is the ultimate all-included bundle experience.
Order!
I submit Exhibit A, DirecTV Select all-included package with over 145 channels. Exhibit B, monthly fees for Wi-Fi gateway, Genie HD DVR, and three additional receivers included.
Objection! Overruled!
Exhibit C, reliable high-speed internet and digital home phone.
Order!
And to close, lock in your bundle price at $89.99 a month for 2 years with AT&T.
The court rules in favor of AT&T. Call your local dealer now.
Switch to DirecTV today and start enjoying the nation's number one satellite TV service. Call Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR. That's Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR.
Requires 24-month TV and 12-month internet agreements and combined billing. New approved customers only must remain active and in good standing on all services or then prevailing rates apply in second year. Prorated ETF up to $480 for TV, $180 for internet, equipment, non-return, and other fees and conditions apply. Call for details. Offer ends 1-21-17.
Back to the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. It's Jimmy B and TC.
All right, everybody, we are back. We roll till 3 o'clock today here on a hot Friday, and it's going to be 100 degrees for about the next 3 or 4, maybe even 5 days.
So good.
Make sure you take care of yourself.
I like the heat.
I do, too. Matt Nelson is joining us right now, Wide Right Natty Light. Did he hear any of our conversation that you set him up for?
I don't know. He's traveling. He's on the road. Not exactly sure. He has to work outside. He probably doesn't like the heat as much as we do.
Okay.
He doesn't get the air conditioning as much. Is that right, Matt?
Yeah, I was driving an open-air sprayer all morning, so more focused on trying not to run over rows of soybeans than listen to the radio guys. My apologies.
No problem at all. Well, we were talking a couple of over-unders as my degenerate life continues on and everything has to be made pretty much into talking about gambling. And we're talking about some Joel Lanning numbers that I threw out. I'll throw them to you. First, Joel Lanning, number of snaps that he plays offensively. That was one of the numbers. And the other one, number of tackles that he has. Tackles-wise, right. I had it at 65.5. You taking the over or under Joel Lanning tackles this year at 65 in the hook?
Man, that's you maybe ought to be working in Vegas. That's that's about right where I would put that line myself. I'll take the over, but when I say the over, I mean about 70 tackles. I think you about nailed it. I think he'll be kind of right in that area. You're really hoping that he's not making, you know, 30 or 40 tackles, because that means he's probably not seen a lot of action. But at the same time, it'd be nice for them not to have to lean on Joel Lanning for 100 tackles like Jeremiah George and Jake Knott and A.J. Klein used to have to record. But I think you'll see somewhere.
Did we lose him? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry,
okay,
guys.
Okay, good. We thought we lost you there just for a second. Okay, the other one was snaps that Trent asked me.
Offensively.
Yeah, offensively. How many snaps?
And you could come up, you know, I said 40 and a half.
It's yes.
That'd be three snaps a game, what it'd average out to. Are you buying the idea, though, that he can be a full-time linebacker and they also even have a package of plays maybe they just use for a series or a play here and there? What's your line of thinking overall about that, Matt?
Yeah, so I'm kind of not really on, not that I'm not on board with it. I just don't really see how they're going to, you know, implement it. But I guess I'm probably going against the grain there, because it sounds like from the coaches themselves and a lot of the buzz you've heard and has been reported is, you know, him playing some on offense this year. So I think that number is probably pretty accurate, but I also wouldn't be surprised if it's a little bit higher than that. And I say that just because I'm an Iowa State fan, right? And you've got to prepare for the worst. I think if Jacob Park, say he gets suspended for a game or maybe gets dinged up a little bit, I think the first three or four games, Trent, he's going to be the backup still.
Okay.
I don't think that's the plan for the entire season. I think and do well, but I really do think early on, if something happens to Park, if he's got to sit for a series, you'll probably see Lanning. So I'll take the over, but I'm more interested. So if that doesn't happen, Trent, I'm not really sure how many snaps he gets, but I tell you what, Iowa State has struggled mightily in third and one situations the last two seasons. If it's a third and one and Lanning is not on the field, I'm going to be kind of...
Yeah, it's a good point there, Matt, where the struggles that they've had and just how successful we've seen Lanning be at points there, and he got that weapon. I think that's what's kind of led to this whole line of thinking. Him defensively, you're taking away a guy that at least had a niche that he played at a very good role, and then are you going to be able to continue doing that? It's a lot of thinking certainly going on there. Talking with Matt Nelson here, wide right Natty Light. A little football, a little basketball talk with him as well. Speaking of basketball, some more recruiting news as the scholarships remain open. Still a couple out there for them to give, and it looks like they're still looking at a couple of high school 2017 kids that could come in, and a couple of guys with some pretty good accolades. Your latest thoughts on Prohm still trying to fill those last couple scholarships?
Yeah, you know, well, quite frankly, Trent, they've been a little bit more active than I thought they would be.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the guy that they're really looking at, this guy by the name of Roderick Brown, is a 2018 player that is trying to decide whether or not he reclassifies, and if he does, then he would join the 17 class. He's a three-star small forward. He's from Tennessee, I believe, about 6'7", kind of similar to the type Terrence Lewis is body-wise, maybe a little bit shorter, but is a guy that I think would be able to play right away. And I think, you know, with a high school kid like that, while transfers are good and, you know, they may want to stash one or maybe both scholarships, I'm not sure you can pass up a wing player like that who's got pretty good accolades. So it's a good question. I think they'll only use it if the right kind of player comes along. I know Prohm has mentioned desire to kind of stagger these classes, but, boy, Trent, you look at the guard court for next year, I really think Iowa State is going to have to add a guard, don't you?
Yeah. And especially, you know, what do you think of Jacoby Long? Do you think he could play at this point?
That's a good question. I think defensively, yes, he can contribute something to Iowa State. However, you know, even though Prohm does like defense, I'm not sure that's what he's going to be looking for out of the guard court. I think Donovan Jackson is a good defender, and Lindell Wigginton is going to be capable, and Nick Weatherbab has shown that he can be a very good versatile defender as well. So, if that's what he brings to the table, not really sure how many minutes he gets, but I think he's going to have to play at this point. You know, hopefully that's a situation where he plays as a backup early in the year. and his play kind of make Steve Frohm get him out on the court a little bit more. But he's kind of been a forgotten player. And I'll say it just because of the last names are the same, but Naz Boutroulong wasn't in all that different of a situation early on in his career either. He kind of was buried. I mean, there was no way Jacoby Long was playing last year, that the team was just too deep at that position. But I think you've really got to look for him to play this year. And if he doesn't, I think it's a situation where he probably evaluates his options at the end of next season.
When they start to hoop it up this summer, how much interest are you going to have in the Cyclones?
Oh, you're talking about the Cap City League, aren't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The infamous Cap City League,
yes,
that everybody loves,
yes,
to hate,
yes,
or loves,
yeah,
to just,
yeah,
love.
Yeah, where you have a nobody score 75 points in a game, and he's going to be the next star.
Where Bubu Paulo averages a triple-double.
Correct,
and,
yes.
Breaks all kinds of records.
Yes.
So I'm always fascinated by the Cap City League, and I go to watch it. I don't know, Jimmy BTC, do you guys ever make it over to watch those
games? I've gone a couple of times.
I do, yeah.
Okay.
I try to make it at least twice during the summertime, mm-hmm, and there are games that you look at and say, boy, this is summer basketball. It's fun, though, when you get a real competitive game. You get a couple of Cyclones going up against each other, you know, a Bulldog or two that'll mix it up. And they can be entertaining. There's other times, though, where you get a game and it's just a joke and let's see if we can have this guy set a record here.
Yeah, so, you know, you hit the nail on the head. And when I go to the Cap City League, I watch for a couple different things. Number one, I don't think you can evaluate defense because nobody plays it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in the championship game you see a little bit of defense played, but even that's pretty rare. Those games end up 140 to 120 most nights. And I feel bad for forwards in the Cap City League. If I was a post player, I'm not sure I'd even enroll to play in that league because they just don't get any touches. And when they do, I think the post players know if they pass it, it's not going to come back to them.
Right.
So I think in the past, you've seen guys like Jamil McCage just bomb threes. I think you'll probably see Solomon Young shoot a lot more. Probably by design. I know Steve Frohm has been hoping that he improves his outside shot. But I think the only thing you can really watch is the guard. And when I say that, when it comes to a player's ability to shoot, that's something that I think is pretty constant regardless of the competition. Now, they're getting wide open three after wide open three, that's a little different. But I think in the past, when guys have had, you know, they've shot really well from three, you know, contested threes, even some, albeit garbage pull-up threes that they take from 6 feet behind the three-point line, it's kind of nice to see what kind of jump shot a player has. So I think someone like Jeff Beverly is a player that I'm going to look to watch to see if he does have an outside shot. I know his numbers were pretty low at San Antonio, but I think that's one of the biggest things you can take away is, you know, what kind of offensive game do some of these players have? Do they have a mid-range game, and then what's their three-point shot look like?
Will Laird be the most interesting guy that you will pay the most attention to?
Absolutely. I want to just make sure that he's real. I know he's on campus,
yeah,
and I'm tired of the Norvell Pels and the Emmanuel Malouz, all of the era who have just never materialized. And I think some Iowa State fans aren't convinced that he is a real player. So I think people are going to show up to his first game just to verify that he exists. Absolutely, because he's been on campus for a semester now, and he's going to put in work over the summer, which is really important. And I think he can be a really key contributor for Iowa State next year. And if he turns out to be an impact player and is pretty darn good, I think you almost have to reevaluate the way you look at that Iowa State team just because he gives him a little bit more versatility. So I think him and a guy like Jeff Beverly,
yeah,
and then Hans Brace from Providence are going to be players to watch.
Is Brace going to play? Do we know that for sure?
You know what? Now that you say that, I'm not sure that he's going to play.
I thought he's
not going to play. Okay.
Yeah.
He's probably still be having his knee injury.
Yes.
I didn't mean him. I meant Michael Jacobson.
Oh, okay.
My apologies.
Oh, if Jacobson plays, yeah, I'll pay attention to him.
And Jacobson, I believe he went fifth. We're going to see the full rosters tomorrow and see exactly how those things played out and see where all the Iowa State guys fell. But I also saw that Lindell Wigginton went second,
okay,
of the Iowa State players. It was Nick Weiler-Babb that went first, and the young freshman went second. Expectations. Now, I remember, Matt, coming in with the last time there were some big expectations for a freshman and a McDonald's All-American. They got to play up their names in Marcus Fizer. Are the expectations going to be higher for Wigginton than they were for Fizer, or it was a crazy time when he got to campus there at Iowa State? Just your thoughts on that.
Yeah. it has been a while since Iowa State's gotten a recruit of this magnitude. And even, you know, Greg Brackens was pretty highly rated, but he still wasn't quite the same level that Pfizer was at. I think where Lindell is at, too. It's kind of a weird situation. And I think fans are really acknowledged that Iowa State could be in for a bit of a struggle next year. I say that, you know, I think they've still got a capable roster, but I don't think it'll be near the teams we've got to enjoy, you know, the past five or six seasons. So I think that kind of tempers expectations a little bit, but I think they'll still be pretty high for him, not just to, you know, score a lot of points and look like a lottery pick, because I'm not sure that's what he's going to do his freshman season. I think it's going to be more in the mold of, is he going to play well enough to take this team over and be in charge of it next year? I think most people have kind of come to the consensus that Lindell's probably a 2 or 3 year player. I'd be very surprised personally if he sticks around all 4 years, unless, you know, something drastically changes. I say that just because kids who are usually top 25 players coming out of high school don't see their junior and senior seasons all that often. But you look at the Iowa State roster with two grad transfers and Donovan Jackson being a senior, there's really going to be a lot of that core that's intact for next year. And if Lindell Wigginton is still there, it's absolutely going to be his team. And I think he could be in for a really, really special sophomore season. So I think they look forward to him taking, you know, steps forward. And, again, there could be a little bit of an adjustment to Big 12 basketball. But I think the expectations are high, Trent, to answer your question, but they'll be even higher next season, I believe.
Always good, pal, when we get you on the show. Wide right, Natty Light, it's Matt Nelson. Interesting Cyclone conversation. So what are you doing now? You're plowing up soybeans? What's going on?
No, I was spraying some soybeans today. Got to control the weeds. And that's the stuff I love doing. And this time of year, my phone rings nonstop with people wondering how to get Creeping Charlie out of their lawn. So, so this is the stuff I love doing.
Creeping Charlie. Jeez. That's pretty good. I got to remember that one. I think Trent called me that a couple of times.
No, you're just creepy,
oh,
Charlie.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Got it. Okay, fair enough. Thank you, Matt. Stay cool in the heat, okay?
Yeah, you guys better, either stay indoors this weekend with all this heat, or if you're going to be outdoors, you know, Natty Light is like 80% water,
yes.
So you can drink and hydrate at the same time. Perfect.
It is. Matt Nelson, he thinks the same way I do. Wide right, Natty Light. Be good, Matt. Enjoy Nebraska. We'll talk again soon.
Will do. Thanks, Matt.
See you, pal. There you go. Matt Nelson on the Draft House 50, Hotline Mills Civic Parkway, West Des Moines. Good stuff out of him. Quick break. We're coming back to wrap stuff up here on a Friday. Jimmy B and TC, the Big Talker, 1700.
Afternoons, we talk sports on 1700 with Jimmy B and TC, Des Moines' savviest sports duo on The Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Trust, quality, value. Just some of the words that have been used by Wolf Construction Roofing customers to describe their experience. Wolf Construction Roofing works on residential and commercial roofing, including single-family and multi-family homes, tear-offs, specialty roofing, and gutters. Wolf Construction has grown into a roofing machine that installs and re-roofs nearly 2 million square feet of roofing each year. Wolf Construction has been given the Super Service Award from Angie's List and is accredited with the Better Business Bureau. Call them today for your free estimate. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-216-3643. That's 515-216-3643. And online, wolfconstruction.net.
Menards is your one-stop home improvement center, and now during our construction sale, you'll save big on everything for your home. From lumber to lights, doors to floors, paint to power tools, Menards has it all. Have plenty of hot water with Richmond water heaters. The Richmond 50-gallon power vent natural gas water heater vents horizontally so it can be installed where standard gas water heaters can't. On sale, only $779. Now during Menards construction sale.
Save big money at Menards. Attention landowners. Want to know what your farm is worth? At Iowa Land Company, our team of blue-collar land experts combine years of real estate experience with the latest marketing innovations to give you a modern real estate service unmatched in the Hawkeye State. We're a farmland real estate company, and helping connect buyers and sellers of Iowa land is our specialty. Give us a call at 641-443-2584 or visit us online at iowalandcompany.com for a free farmland evaluation.
The Home Depot and Black Flag are taking the guesswork out of yard care with Black Flag Extreme Lawn Insect Killer Plus Fungus Control, starting at only $11.97. Kill what's killing your lawn with this dual-action formula that kills lawn insects and kills and prevents fungus. If you're not sure what's causing problems in your yard, don't raise the white flag. Go with Black Flag Extreme Lawn Insect Killer Plus Fungus Control, starting at only $11.97, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Tampax Pocket Pearl is the ultimate on-the-go tampon for wherever you might be on-the-going. Whether you're on the treadmill, going full speed, or on your way to work, going snail speed.
Oh, come on.
Or on a first date, and it's going nowhere.
Check, please.
Tampax Pocket Pearl's got you covered. It's the only pocket-sized tampon with full-size leak guard protection, so you can tuck it wherever and get on with wherever you're going. Tampax Pocket Pearl. Power over periods.
1700 KBGG is the big talker in Des Moines with Dave Ramsey, talking about your money and your life.
This is a show where we take more calls than any other talk show in North America. The reason is we talk about you right in front of you every day. So thanks for being here.
The Dave Ramsey Show on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Count it down. Let's hear a great debt-free scream.
Three, two, one.
I'm debt-free!
Yeah! 9 to noon.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
It's baseball season, and if you're looking for a place to go for all the MLB games, make it Draft House 50 Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Cubs, Twins, Royals, White Sox, Cardinals, even the Brew Crew, or an out-of-market game. Draft House 50 has you covered with the MLB Extra Innings Package. Upscale bar food, an amazing beer selection, and on the weekends, brunch and Bloody Mary Bar every Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Draft House 50 Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Jim Brunson, Trent Condon, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG, live from the Wolf Construction Studio, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, we're back one final time, Jimmy B and TC. What a fun show today, Jim.
It's been good, pal. I liked it.
We've had some yucks. We've had a good time.
Made me work today.
That's, I did. I made you think a little bit.
Man.
Well, that's good for you at your age.
Not used to that.
Well, you know, I've told you before, you gotta, you always talk about how good shape you're in and things like that.
Yeah.
You also gotta keep that mind
sharp. Yeah. You made me do math. My mom said there'd be no math.
At your age, you need to keep
I gotta
that
do
up
that?
There. You do. You might need to get you some puzzles. Those are good for you.
Paint by number?
That's a good thing, yeah. Adult color books? We'll do it for you, Jim.
Okay.
I'm here to help you out.
I know you are. I can tell.
But some news here of local variety, or regional variety, if you will.
Okay.
Right at the top of this hour, the St. Louis Cardinals had an announcement that they were going to have a press conference.
Mm-hmm.
I saw one of the St. Louis Cardinal beat writers tweeted that out. I don't know, it was about 1 o'clock, and then I was reading all the comments below it, and it was, oh, thank goodness, Matheny's fired. Oh, that guy's a bum. Well, they lost 7 straight, Jim. So you know what the fan base, they think he's the worst manager of all time,
of course,
right?
Yeah.
They've lost 7 in a row.
Straight, yeah.
It was Mazaliak. Oh, he's gone. Like, the Cardinals are not an organization that's going to make these rash decisions like that. So guess what they did at this press conference?
I'm guessing it had nothing to do with a player or the manager.
Well, they did release a player.
Oh.
Johnny Peralta.
Okay.
Designated for assignment. Okay. So that was the real news item. But they decided they're going to shake up the coaching staff.
Oh.
They're reassigning their third base coach.
What?
What the hell does
that
do?
What does that mean? You mean they're bringing somebody else in to either wave or stop a runner from rounding the bag? Is that it?
Well, you know, you also have to give the signs. Don't forget about that part.
Okay.
So that's another one there. But outside of that, you talk about this is the big move that you're making. This is the button you're going to push.
This was the big news conference.
We got a new third base coach coming in. This is really going to change things. Woof.
I thought maybe they were going to say, we've re-signed Mark McGwire as our hitting coach.
The Cardinals started off the year 3-9.
Yes.
Then went 18-6.
On an unbelievable run.
Since then.
Yes.
Have gone 5-17.
Yeah, they've lost seven in a row.
How do you do that?
They're up and down like a roller coaster. I haven't seen anybody do well. The Cubs have kind of done that.
Not at that level.
No, that's true.
I mean, they've been inconsistent.
Lost six in a row. Then won 4 or 5 in a row.
The Cardinals have twice looked like the worst team in baseball.
Yes.
And for another big stretch, looked like the best team in baseball. We haven't seen that out of the Cubs. It's just been a lot of up and down.
Up and down-ish.
That's what's happened there. So, I just got a kick out of that. Oh, we got this press conference and got all these national people talking about it. We're reassigning our third base coach. There's the news for you of the day.
Why call a press conference for that? What's wrong with just a press release?
It's the Cardinals. They're what matters in St. Louis, Jim? It's the Cardinals number one.
Wow.
It is the most important thing down there.
It is.
Not even close.
Yep.
And that's why. Different organizations, different cities, things matter, and that's certainly the case there. The Cubs in action this afternoon, 2-2, as they play in the bottom of the fourth inning. So
is that the only afternoon game, isn't it, today?
Yep. Usually on a Friday, that's the only one you get if the Cubs are at home at Wrigley. That's the only one that you normally get on a Friday. This weekend, let's find some good matchups because the NBA might be over tonight.
Good.
Game six
is Sunday night.
But that's Sunday night.
It
so
is.
We still got a whole weekend before we get to that point.
Okay.
My Twins are in San Francisco. The Giants are terrible.
Yes, they
are. But at least late night viewing, right?
Yeah, sure.
Late night, something to flip on.
Sample.
Absolutely. Yeah. Texas, Washington, decent. No local intrigue, though.
No, but I would turn that on just because Bryce Harper's playing.
Yeah.
That's why.
White Sox are in Cleveland. Detroit's at Boston.
I mean, it's okay.
Baltimore Yankees, same kind of
Well.
Phillies in St. Louis? No, not really.
No.
The Brewers are out in Arizona.
Oh, KC at San Diego.
It was a bad baseball weekend.
It's a bad baseball weekend.
The best series of the weekend is, after Colorado Cubs, that's probably number one, and certainly around here it is.
Around here it is, yeah.
But a first-place team and a near-first-place team.
Detroit-Boston?
Maybe.
I'm reaching.
This is a terrible weekend.
Baltimore-Yankees? Yankees are in first. Baltimore 3.5 back.
What else is going on this weekend, Jim?
Just the principal golf.
I might have to make an appearance.
I'm going to go tomorrow for a while.
You are?
Yeah.
You going to be shaking hands out there?
Yeah.
Jimmy B will be what? You caddying?
No, I'm not caddying.
Oh.
I'll walk. I like to follow a couple players.
Okay.
I might pick up on Tom Lehman.
Jim Colbert? Is he still around?
No, Jim Colbert's not playing.
This bucket hat?
No, I might not do that. Tom Lehman just missed an eagle putt. He's like one off the lead right now. I might follow Bernhard Langer for a little bit.
All right.
Okay.
So that's the plan for Jimmy B this
weekend.
Well,
yeah, I might do that for a few hours.
All right.
I mean, it's going to be stinking hot.
Yeah.
Now, you know your boy is going to be at the pool putting on a diving clinic off the high board. I'm going to do that.
The creepiness is back once again. The old man at the pool. Always a creepy look. We'll be back at it Monday at noon. Everybody, enjoy your sports weekend. Hopefully
Hello,
we find
ladies.
Something good.
Hi, ladies.
Oh, boy. We will talk to everybody at noon. Have a good weekend, everybody. Jimmy B and TC from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studios.
The big games play here. Westwood One Sports on Des Moines Station for news, talk, sports. 1700 KBGG.
Hi, folks. Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Tom's Auto Sales, we're a one-stop shop for all brands of cars, trucks, and SUVs. At Tom's Auto Sales, we have great prices and a great selection of the best quality used vehicles around. Visit our website at tomsautogroup.com.
Tom's Auto Sales.
As a 300-foot-tall dino monster, people think all I'm good at is rampaging. But there's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Yeah, they could save you money, but they also have over 75 years of savings and service. So Geico is super good at insurance. And yeah, I like rampaging. But I'm also a huge fan of opera.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Now at the Home Depot, save 20% with bulk pricing on GAF high-definition shingles and 30% with bulk pricing on insulation. That'll bring that roofing project down within reach. And that insulation project, you'll be covered. If you're ready to start, now you know where. Get bulk pricing on shingles and insulation only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. See store for details and minimum purchase quantities. Selection varies by store.
Afternoons, we talk sports on 1700 KBGG with Jimmy B and TC, Des Moines' savviest sports duo.
The trick golf shot that I do have is when I hit it in the woods if I find it. If I find it in the woods, I'm good.
I've seen you golf. The trick shot for you is hitting the green in regulation.
There you go.
Then join former Pro Bowl running back Tiki Barber and Brandon Tierney for the Tiki and Tierney Show and head into the evening with former Register sports writer Bill Ryder with Ryder Than You on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG. Jim Brunson, Trent Condon, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Live from the Wolf Construction Studio, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. Here's Jim and Trent, 1700 KBGG Des Moines, a Cumulus.